Catalina Martin has a problem. After impulsively telling her family she has an American boyfriend, she now needs one to accompany her to her sister's wedding in Spain, where her ex, who broke her heart, will be the best man. With just 4 weeks until the event, desperation is setting in. Enter Erin Blackford, 6'4" of brooding intensity and her workplace nemesis for the past 22 months. When he unexpectedly offers to be her fake boyfriend, Catalina is more baffled than grateful. "I might be desperate to find a date, but I'm not that desperate," she thinks, mentally listing increasingly absurd alternatives from dating apps to newspaper ads. Yet, as other options disappear and time runs short, Aaron's proposition becomes her only solution. His condition? She must attend an important industry gala with him first. What begins as a straightforward arrangement quickly becomes anything but, as the lines between pretense and reality start to blur in ways neither expected. Their animosity began when Erin told their boss he'd rather work with anyone else than Catalina on his second day after she'd welcomed him with a thoughtful gift. For 2 years, they've maintained a professional cold war, with Catalina viewing Erin as rigid while he criticizes her tardiness and disorganization. Yet contradictions emerge. When Catalina organizes an open day event, assigned for sexist reasons, Erin stays late to help. He brings her homemade granola bars and prints documents because he knows she prefers highlighting by hand. These considerate acts don't fit Catalina's villain narrative, but acknowledging this feels like surrendering ground. The situation complicates when Erin is promoted to head their division, becoming Catalina's boss. This threatens their fake dating arrangement, as Catalina has painful experience with workplace romances. Despite her attempts to back out, Erin remains firm. "I told you I would, Catalina. Saturday doesn't change anything." The night of Erin's mysterious event arrives, a charity bachelor auction with Erin himself on the block. Catalina's assignment? Be the highest bidder. The elegant rooftop fundraiser reveals unexpected dimensions of Erin's life. Instead of a corporate event, Catalina meets people from his world against the New York skyline. The organizer mentions being pleased to see Erin with someone and reveals something surprising. Erin participates annually to raise money for animal welfare, typically taking winners to volunteer at animal shelters. This revelation contradicts everything she thought about rigid, serious Erin. During the auction, Catalina impulsively bids on an elderly gentleman when no one else does. After a frantic bidding war with a woman in red, she wins Erin with a substantial bid. His first request? "Dance with me." As they swayed together, his thumb drawing circles on her back, leaving goosebumps trailing across her skin, something shifts between them. When she asks if they're dancing just for show, Erin agrees, but his expression suggests otherwise. In Spain for her sister's wedding, Catalina's anxiety peaks as she faces both her family and her ex Daniel, whose betrayal scarred her. When panic overwhelms her at the airport, Erin reassures her, "We've got this. It's you and me now." That simple "we" steadies her. Erin impresses everyone with his fluent Spanish and charms her family, calling Catalina Bojito, little bun, to her parents' delight. Sharing accommodations, and eventually a bed, forces them to maintain their facade even in private. When Daniel arrives, Erin becomes protective, keeping his hand on Catalina's back and placing kisses on her shoulder that send unexpected shivers through her. During a soccer match, his shirtless physique leaves her breathless. As they navigate family events, their pretend relationship feels increasingly real. Erin reveals how his father molded him into a flawless football machine and how, after his mother died, he abandoned his NFL career. When he tells Catalina she's like a lighthouse, full of light and passion, she's deeply moved. Back in New York, Catalina and Erin surrender to their feelings, spending passionate nights together. Erin confesses he's wanted her from the beginning, but kept his distance because she was an unprecedented distraction. Their happiness crumbles when office gossip spreads. A colleague spots them together, and Gerald, who had assigned Catalina the open day event for sexist reasons, confronts her about getting cozy with the boss. These accusations resurrect Catalina's painful college memories, threatening her career in an already challenging field for women. When Aaron confronts Gerald and threatens his job, Catalina panics. "You're making it all worse," she tells him as she flees. Aaron follows, insisting, "Don't you even think of quitting?" When she argues he can brush off the scandal while she'll be labeled a whore, he responds protectively. "Love is worth fighting for," Aaron insists. "I am not Daniel. This is not the past." When she can't promise complete trust, he walks away, saying sorrowfully, "I love you, Lena. How is it possible that you are breaking my heart and I haven't even had you yet?" When Catalina learns Aaron has rushed to Seattle for his critically ill father, she flies to join him, finally understanding that being there for him matters most. Finding Aaron in the hospital waiting room, she realizes he is her life-altering moment. With him, her life would be constantly changing, challenged, and cherished. With him, she would truly live. She embraces him, whispering, "I'm here, and I love you." Exhausted, Aaron can barely believe she's real. Catalina apologizes for everything, confessing she belongs by his side. Aaron explains his father has battled cancer for a year. The hospital called after the Gerald incident, and though Aaron expected to say goodbye, he instead released years of pent-up feelings. Surprisingly, doctors now feel hopeful. When introduced to Richard, his father immediately recognizes Catalina as the woman I told you all about. He calls her your Thea and tells his son, "Hold on to her for as long as time lets you." Aaron promises he will, declaring Catalina the woman he'll spend his life with. What makes this love story resonate so deeply? It's recognizing that the person who challenges us most might be exactly who completes us. Catalina and Aaron must surrender their carefully constructed defenses. She by trusting not every man will abandon her, he by releasing rigid self-control and embracing vulnerability. Their journey reminds us that we all wear masks, make judgments based on incomplete information, and long for someone who sees beyond our defenses. Aaron recognizes what Catalina couldn't see in herself, while she offers him unconditional support he's never experienced. The Spanish love deception suggests that love requires courage, the courage to be vulnerable, trust, and choose connection over self-protection. Sometimes the greatest risk is not taking one at all. As Aaron tells Catalina, "Because it's you and me, and no matter what comes our way, we have each other." Perhaps that's the most beautiful deception, that what begins as pretense can become our most authentic reality.